ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 17। तत्तथास्तुश्च जगतश्च भवाम् अधीशो तत्तस्तुषश्च जगतश्च भवाम् अधीशो यन्माययोत्थ गुणविक्रययोपनीता अर्थान्जुषन्नपि ऋषिकपतेन लिप्तो येऽन्ये स्वता परिहृतादपि बिभ्यति स्म तत्तस्तुषश्च जगतश्च भवान् अधीशो यन्माययोत्थ गुणविक्रययोपनीता अर्थान्जुषन्नपि ऋषिकपतेन लिप्तो येऽन्ये स्वतः परिहृतादपि बिभ्यति स्म तत्तस्तुषश्च जगतश्च भवान् अधीशो यन्माययोत्थ गुणविक्रययोपनीता अर्थान्जुषन्नपि ऋषिकपतेन लिप्तो येऽन्ये स्वतः परिहृतादपि बिभ्यति स्म तत्तस्तुषश्च जगतश्च भवान् अधीशो यन्माययोत्थ गुणविक्रययोपनीतान् अर्थान्जुषन्नपि ऋषिकपतेन लिप्तो येऽन्ये स्वतः परिहृतादपि बिभ्यति स्म तत्तस्तुषश्च जगतश्च भवान् अधीशो यन्माययोत्थ गुणविक्रययोपनीतान् अर्थान्जुषन्नपि ऋषिकपतेन लिप्तो येऽन्ये स्वतः परिहृतादपि बिभ्यति स्म। माताजी दत्तस्तुषश्च जगतश्च भवानधीशो यन्माययोत्थ गुणविक्रययोपनीतान् अर्थान्जुषन्नपि ऋषिकपतेत लिप्तो वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग तत् देर फोर तस्तुषस् ऑफ एवरीथिंग स्टेशनरी च एंड जगतः मोबाइल च as well bhavan you are adhishah the ultimate controller Yat, because, Majaya, by material nature, Uttha, raised, Guna, of nature's modes, Vikriyaya, by the transformation, that is by the activity of the sense organs of the living beings. Upanitan, gathered together. Arthan, the sense objects. Jushan, engaging with. Api, even though. Rishikapate, O master of everyone's senses. Na liptah, you are never touched. Ye, those who, anye, others, svatah, on their own strength, parihritat, on account of objects of sense gratification. Api, even, bibhyati, they fear, sma, indeed. Translation and purport. O Lord, you are the supreme creator of this universe and the ultimate controller of all moving and non-moving living entities. You are Rishikesh, the supreme controller of all sensory activities. And thus you never become contaminated or entangled in the course of your supervision of the infinite sensory activities within the material creation. On the other hand, other living entities, even yogis and philosophers, are disturbed and frightened simply by remembering the material objects that they have supposedly renounced in their pursuit of enlightenment. Purport. The Supreme Lord Krishna is within the heart of every conditioned soul and guides the living entity in the pursuit of an experience of sense gratification. The disappointing results of such activities gradually convince the conditioned soul to reject the material life and surrender again to the Lord within his heart. Lord Krishna is never affected by the futile attempts of living entities to enjoy his illusory energy. For the personality of Godhead, there is no possibility of fear or disturbance because nothing is ultimately separate from him. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sma Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayvacha Vatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for Lord's glorification, my purification, and for your pleasure. So today's verse, demigods are praying that, Lord, you are ultimate creator, controller, and the maintainer. And another verse, another word comes here is Rishika. So we see that different scriptures gives different levels of knowledge. In Bhagavad Gita, we know, we see that it gives a knowledge about who is Krishna, what is his credential, how powerful he is. Krishna himself speaks in Bhagavad Gita that how everything depends on him. Even all the conditioned souls, we are trying to enjoy separately in this material world, but still everything in this condition also we have to depend on him. Whole Bhagavad Gita teaches us that. Next level, Srimad Bhagavatam gives understanding that such a powerful person, how he is sweet and lovable in his dealings with his devotees and all living entities. And further going, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes what actually he wants, what he expects from us. Apana sikhayate. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes as a devotee and he teaches what kind of exemplary devotee one should be. So amongst all the spiritual seekers, we will find that most of the people come to this particular stage and stop. The Lord is the supreme controller. He is the most powerful person. But is he a person? People are doubtful. So all the preachers, all the acharyas had faced this kind of obstacles in their preaching period. If you see the late 18th century and beginning of 19th century, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in their era, there were two obstacles for them. For them, the impersonalists, in those periods, the prominent people in the society were impersonalists. The poets, the zamindars, and all the big people who have influence over the society were fully influenced by impersonalism. And others were the sahajiyas, who were taking fruitive activity in the name of religion. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur took it very strongly to smash the impersonalist philosophy and to preach personalism. He was so much opposed by in those times that wherever he used to go for the program, he would confront the impersonalist. One of such impersonalist was a poet, and he wrote a poem, and he spoke before Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that Nirakara tumi amit dhari tomara charan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur immediately caught him that you are saying that tumi nirakar, you don't have form, but I touch your lotus feet, I see your lotus feet. If you can see his lotus feet, that means he has a form. So such are the situations where they have to preach. And his only business at that time was to revive people to the personalism. And similarly, Prabhupada also took the same principle from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And then what in the West, when he started preaching, he also took very much pleasure in smashing the impersonalists and Mayavadis. Coming back, when he came back to India with his disciples, there were so many big sabhas were performed. We kept to speak on the, you know, Bhagavad Saptah and about the spirituality. One such incident happened in Amritsar, where the very accomplished spiritual leaders were called. You know, the white beard people who have all throughout, they have lived the renounced order, and very grave people, And all were sitting in the dais, and Prabhupada along with Gurudas Prabhu went there. But they gave the first preference to impersonalists, and they were speaking the same thing, you know. Everything is one, Lord is Nirakar, everything. So Prabhupada tolerated for some time, and then he stood up and started walking. So Gurudas Prabhu ran behind and said, "Where are you going? Next turn is yours." Prabhupada said, "That on the level they are talking, I think you are sufficient to defeat them." So Gurudas Prabhu said, "But I have not prepared anything." Prabhupada said, "Don't worry. Whatever you have heard from me is sufficient. Just speak." And as Prabhupada went to his room, and then Gurudas Prabhu's turn came. He became very angry because he just knew how Prabhupada in every lecture smashes the impersonalism. So he said, "All of you great people, you are saying that everything is one. But how can I accept everything is one? The stool on a street and a hot halwa, is it same? Would you eat that?" So this statement, because the Westerners have no idea what is the, you know, etiquette in the spiritual circle. So they became very angry, and after the class they went to Prabhupada that your disciples are, you know, saying such a thing that, you know, they are shattering our whole existence, what we are doing all. So Prabhupada pacified them. And, you know, my Western disciples are very graphic in their explanation sometimes. Don't worry. Eat halwa and go. All of them went. But then later, Prabhupada asked Gurudas Prabhu, called and asked that, "What is that example you said? Street, stool and halwa? Very nice example to smash them." Then he said, "Sahi Krishna Tattva Veta Sahi Guru Hai." To know Krishna as a person is the highest perfection. And to serve and surrender Him. So over the period of time, 1970s and 80s, it was the problem for preachers to have impersonalism as a big obstacle. But later, if you can start asking people what is their understanding about spirituality, forget about spirituality, what is the goal of their life, then everybody will say to become happy. If you ask them what they think will make them happy, so you will get standard answer. If I get the particular situation, particular post, if I get much money, so and so wife or husband, so everything related to what will give happiness to my senses. This is the main concept in nowadays. So materialism has caught the culture, the society. Impersonalist people are not worried about person, God is person or impersonal. Nothing to do with that. Even Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna plays a role of conditioned soul. Before getting transcendental knowledge, he says that, "Kimno Rajena Govinda." So he asks Krishna that, "What will I do? Oh Govinda." Govinda, the meaning of Govinda is go means senses. One who gives happiness to the senses. So Vishnu Chakra Thakur says that here Arjuna is saying that you are Govinda. So why not you are giving me happiness to my senses? Why you are giving me trouble by telling me to kill my relatives? So this is the conditioned mentality. When he got the transcendental knowledge, he changed. So here the word is mentioned here is Rishikesha. Demigods are telling that you are Rishikesha. Rishika means senses. And Isha means master. So you are the master of all senses, everyone's senses. So from time immemorial, everybody is trying to individually satisfy their senses, but they are getting miserable. So the process is wrong. So the real process of achieving happiness is Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. So all of our senses should be serving Rishikesha. What is the further requirement for this? Sarva Upadhi Vinirmuktam Tat Paratvena Nirmalam. So main disease is Upadhi, material designation. So unless we give up all the Upadhis, material designation, And tatparatvena nirman. Tatparatvena means only purpose of our senses should be to serve Krishna. Tatparatvena nirmalam. So malam means dirt. And here it is said nirmalam means the desire should be uncontaminated with two things. We have spoken the jnana, out of bhakti I want jnana, impersonalism and fruitive activity. What will I get? If I do this, what will I get in return? How many times? This should be given up. And with that mentality we should serve Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Rucha. So upadhi here also means not only designation but desire. The unhealthy desire which is bringing the miserable condition in our life. We see that whenever children want to eat something which is forbidden for him, or if mother says that, oh, this is particularly made for the guests, do not eat it. And what happens? Children steal it. But where will they eat? They go into dark place. Some room and then they'll eat. Because they don't want supervision of the parents. They want to eat it separately from the parent. Similarly, all of us are want to enjoy separately. That's why we have come to this Brahmanda. A shell which is darkness, complete darkness, where we don't want Krishna in between. So that's why scripture always tells that tamasoma jyotirgamaya. Go to light. Let my search lead me from darkness to light. In first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a conversation between Srila Narad Muni and Srila Vyasadeva, where Srila Narad Muni is correcting Srila Vyasadeva that he says that whatever you desire to describe which is separate from the vision of the Lord will create only what? Agitation in mind in different forms and rupa nama bhi will never create happiness because it is not connection with the vision of the Lord. And he gives an example that just as a boat by the wind, what will happen? It will just agitate the boat. It will not have a resting place. I don't know how many of you have traveled in boat. Very long back I had privilege to travel from the gateway of India to Uran. 8 years back. So only half an hour or 45 minutes journey, I have motion sickness. In whole time, that 40 minutes, I could see that boat has no resting place. Constantly moving. I could not sit, not stand, not sleep also. Lie down. And finally, I vomited in the ocean. That journey, this incident have, increased my gratitude to Prabhupada billions of times. That how he has traveled, not only one day through months together, not on the shore of the ocean here, but middle of the ocean in the storm to give light to the west. The whole dark city, in the age of 70, one could travel and give this light of Srimad Bhagavatam to the western world. So, our Narad Muni slightly corrects our Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is a compiler of all the Vedic literatures, all the Vedas, Itihasas, Puranas. Two things he has done is he has compromised with the tendency of living entities to enjoy. So Narad Muni points out that you have given them a license to enjoy in the name of religion. He said, there are many sacrifices mentioned by you where over the period of time these sacrifices were not prescribed for enjoy the senses, but to prohibit them. So many of sacrifices were mentioned where animal sacrifices were given license. But at certain stage, it has become so rampant that people started doing sacrifice only for so that we can eat flesh. And it becomes so cruel that Lord had to incarnate as a Buddha to stop whole business. And he decried the Vedas. So Narad Muni could foresee this because he had this vision that in the distant future this is going to happen. So he said, Jugupsitam dharma krite anushasata. This is condemned. And vyatikrama, it is not reasonable. Because people in this world are naturally inclined to enjoy. And now what are you doing? You are giving them a license to create a situation, create functions where the sense enjoyment will be provided after that. So he gives a nice analogy that a person who is diseased will always have inclination to eat something which is forbidden to him. If somebody is having disease and he is told that, you know, don't eat fried items. So he will want to eat the fried items only. Give something. But the expert physician will never allow him. Never compromise that, okay, something will do. Okay. Some amount of this forbidden items you can take and still you will be cured. This will never happen. So that's why he says that all whatever you have created this, you know, you have written Mahabharata, but your main purpose of Mahabharata writing was that people should hear Bhagavad Gita. But the man with materialistic attachment will always attract it to what? Politics, economics, and then philanthropic activities. And they will never ever get attracted to Bhagavad Gita. So directly you have to give them transcendental knowledge. So he writes that now you do one thing. You write exclusively about the Lord, about his activities, because they are transcendental activities. And then he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is not only literature, it is the literary incarnation of Lord. So when one hears it, one studies it, it is as good as associating with the Lord. And daily association with the Lord will purify one's desire, that is unhealthy desire which has brought us to this darkness, and he can slowly, gradually will find out that this all the rishik means senses are not meant for my enjoyment, but my real happiness will come if I engage fully all my senses to Rishikesh, to the satisfaction of senses of the Lord. And then the whole society will be actually peaceful because they will get a transcendental knowledge. So Bhagavatam later described that how this process works. Shrunatam Savata Katha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hriday Antastohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Sruhutsatam. That Krishna himself will help devotee to clean the Abhadra from the heart. Vidhunoti. Dhunoti means to wash. Vishesha Rupena Dhunoti. He will help us because he is friend of devotees. And then over the period of time, the tada rajas tamo bhava kama lobhadayase, the darkness which is giving us all the unhealthy desire because of rajana tamagun, that will subside. And sitam satpe prasidati, we will actually come to the goodness where this transcendental knowledge will make sense and will act on it. And then with the even prasanna manaso, with the satisfied, joyful mood, will get situated in bhakti, and Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana will make sense, and then it will become a second nature. So that way he says the process will work. But Narad Muni, Vyasdev, suppose he asked that, but you are saying that this people are naturally inclined to do sense gratification, and if you provide them this bhakti, all right, what is the guarantee they will do? If they fall down, what will happen? So Narad Muni said, Tattva Sudharmam Charanam Bhujam Harer. What is the loss if they give up all the occupational duties and fall down? Bhajan apakku atha pate tato yadi. Because they have no training in this. They just want sense, object means sense, enjoyment. But still they have accepted this, and in between they fall down. What will happen? So he says that, Yatra ko abhadram abhu jamushyam. What is the loss? And sarcastically says that, ko vartha apto abhajatam swadharmataha. co-artha, what is the gain of the person who gives up the Krishna and follows very scrutinizingly all his swadharma? So Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, in all ashramas we have to do this 100% Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. So in that way, suppose someone could not complete his search for Krishna Prem, still it is not a loss. Because anything good work means good result. In material nature we see that at some point of time, so many people get birth. But not everybody is placed equally. According to previous work, they are differently situated. Because good work, good situation. Good birth, good opulence, good everything good. So similarly, if we have given up our main mentality of enjoying and started serving Krishna, and if we fail down, what is the loss? Krishna is not going to keep us in a normal category. So Prabhupada writes that karmi suffers because of his reaction, fruitive reaction. But devotee is chastised personally by the Lord. So neha bhikramana ashwasti pratyavayana vidyate. So even little bit if he performs bhakti, still that is intact. And next life he will start from that. Suchinam Srimatam Gehi. So either pious or Srimatam, the prosperous family he will get. And there from he will start. Athva yoginam eva kule bhavati dhimatam. If he performs till the very end and then falls down, then it's very nice. No problem. He will get the birth in transcendentalist house where they will have a great wisdom. Kule bhavati dhimatam. So that is the guarantee, assurance of Krishna, that once you start this process, Rishikena Rishikesha, then no loss. He will always be in advantage stage. There are many instances in the Srimad Bhagavatam given. Bharat Maharaj, he falls down, but still he remembered what he did. Chitraketu Maharaj, he became demon, but still he could perform. He could defeat Indra in the devotional attitude, and he became successful. So special case is Ajamila. Ajamil is such a character. Shukdev Goswami glorifies him. What was he? Zayam hi shruta sampanna shila vrata gunalaya dhruta vrato mrudu dantaha satyavan mantravit shuchi. He was shruta sampanna. He was well versed in all the Vedic literature. Shila vrata, good character, good conduct, and gunalaya. He was a reservoir of all good qualities. Dhruta vrata, he was very strict in following the Vedic injunction. Mrudu, very mild in nature. Danta, controlled in senses and mind. Satyavak, always truthful. Mantravit, he was very expert in pronouncing the Vedic hymns, mantras. Shuchi, always clean and neat. And also, Guru Atithi Agni Vruddhanam Shushrushur Anahankruta. He was very expert in serving without any pride and prestige these four people. Guru, Atithi, guest, Agni and Vruddhanam. So, Yastyasi Bhaktir Bhagavati Akinchane Sarver Gunes Tatra Samasti Sura. So, he was perfect in his devotional service. That's why all these good qualities were there in him. But what happened? Then same Shukdev Goswami, he is saying that I am hi Shruta Sampanna. He says, Yatas tatasya upaninne nyayato anyayato dhanam. Babharasya kutumbi anya kutumbam mandadhir ayam. He says, mandadhir ayam. Same Ajamil he calls the rascal bereft of knowledge. What he did? Babharasya ho. He associated with prostitute. So fell down. So prostitute means, association with prostitute means fall down with the lust. So same knowledge which he has attained, Shruta Sampanna, it is avrutam. Avrutam jnaninam, jnanino nitya vairinam. Avrutam jnaninam etam. So this lust is jnanin, yoginom nitya vairinam, jnaninam nitya vairinam. Whoever is on this path, Maya will always be behind him. So same this lust propensity covers all the knowledge. And that's why what he used his knowledge what? For what Ajamila did? Yatas tatascha upaninya. Wherever he, whatever way he finds money. Nyayato anyayato dhanam. Whether it is proper or improper. He started collecting money for what? Babharasya, the prostitute's children, he has to maintain. Kutumbam mandadhirayam. But still, his devotional service taken into account, what happened? Krishna gave him a chance. That mandadhirayam, he says that at the age of 80, he had small son. So because his knowledge was covered. But still, Krishna gave him that intelligence to keep his youngest son's name Narayan. And then in those times, whatever he did, Narayana, Narayana, calling all, he revived and Krishna gave him at the moment Antakalacha Mameva, that gave him chance. And after, at the end of life, 12 years, he perfected his life. So, Prabhupada writes in Purport that the karmi and fallen sadhaka, they are not on the same platform. An orphan and the son of a king, both are miserable in some situation, but still they are not on the same position. Because orphan, there is no one to check, no one to take care. But the king will always have a person, his person to look after his son. So that's why we have to keep faith on Krishna. He will take care. That's why Narada Muni said that tasseva heto prayateta kovido na labhyate brahmatam upariyada. That's why every intelligent person or those who have philosophical inclination, they should try for this end. Human life means to revive our lost relation with the Lord, to surrender unto Him and try to perfect in this lifetime only, if possible. And what about the happiness? He said, Kalena sarvatra gavira ramhasan. The happiness will come automatically because the misery is coming without calling. As per our work. So he says that all the happiness in this material world is of the different degree and variety, but it is available to everyone, to Brahma, demigod, and hogs and dogs also. But if it is of a different degree, but ultimately it is temporary. It will never ever give us a happiness because everything we get in this, all the planets, no one will be happy. Srimad Bhagavatam is giving guarantee that, you know, if we pivanti ye bhagavata atmana satam puranti te vishaya vidushitashayam. In second canto, Sukadeva Goswami says that all the living entities have this disease of material enjoyment as a goal of life. Vidushitashayam. Polluted aim of life. I want to become happy if my senses are happy. If I get all the facilities to enjoy the senses. That is the polluted aim of life, which will be destroyed by Pibanti Bhagavatam Atmanah Satam. In the association of devotees, if you study Bhagavatam and hear Bhagavatam, it is guaranteed. Rupa Goswami describes Hari Lila as Sudhanam Chandrinam Api Madhurima Uddama Damani Dadhana Radhadi Pranaya Ghana Sarehe Surabhitam. Samantat Santaba Udvani Vishama Samsara Sarani Pranitam Te Trishnam Haratu Lila Hari Shikarani. Hari Shikarini. So he describes Hari Lila as a Shikarini. Shikarini means a blend of yogurt and sugar candy. He says that the Surabhitam, that means fragrance of this Hari Lila is so powerful that it can overpower the Madhurima, sweetness which is found in Chandrinam, the Sudhanam Chandrinam, the nectar found on the moon. Everybody wants to go to the moon to enjoy endlessly because it's a very high quality of sense gratification. But Rupa Goswami says that even the fragrance of Hari Lila is sufficient to overpower the pride of that nectar found on the moon. Why? Because dadati radhadi pranaya ghana sare. It contains the thick, concentrated relationship, pastimes of gopis with Krishna. But what is the effect of this hearing? He says, samantad santab udgama. Everywhere there is a miserable condition. Why? He says, vishamatrishnam. So samsara sarani, he says, on the path of material existence, pranitam, everybody is walking on the path of material existence, it will create pranitam, vishamatrishnam, unhealthy desire. Because we see all the senses, sense object, sense gratification. This vishamatrishnam will create santapa, miserable condition. Udgama means generative, will generate the santap. That's why he said, let us, there will be a Krishna katha, so that haratu, lila, hari lila will take away the vishamatrishnam, and in that way, santap of this material world. Those who are on this path of bhakti, they are actually the drowning, not drowning, but swimming in the ocean of nectar. He says, yasya bhakti bhagavatir haro nishre yasheshwore vikridito amrutam bodho king kshudrai khatakavdake. So here, Krishna is mentioned as haro nishre yasha ishwore. There are four purusharthas, dharmartha, kama, moksha. So nishre yasha is the fourth purusharthas. But Krishna is the ishwara of nishre yasha. That is pancham purusharth Krishna. So those who are actually in the process, whatever they are doing, deity worship, Vaishnava Seva, Bhagavatam, all sorts of nine process of devotional service completely with soul focus, uncontaminated with this speculative research and fruitive activity, will see to it that they will get the pancham purusharth. And what is the analogy he gives? He says, vikridito amrutam bodho. They are having happy gala time, swimming into the vikridito amrutam bodho, ocean of nectar. And for them, king kshudrai khatakodake. For them, what is the use of water from the, in the small ditches? So, Coming back to the start, we have started that demigods are saying that you are the ultimate controller, maintainer. This is the idea where, you know, you stay there and provide whatever we want here. We are happy here. We have no desire to come to you. This is the very initial and initial stage, which is not at all good for the sadhakas or spiritual seekers. So, all the times acharyas are forcing to come up to the personalism. That's why, nine process of devotional service means Prabhupada has given from 4 o'clock to night 10 o'clock, we can engage in devotional service. In that way only, and where specifically in this age where our dormant Krishna consciousness can be revived only when we consistently hear about the transcendental literature of the Lord. So, these activities of the Lord are non-different from Krishna. So when we, if we keep remembering that, we are direct association with the Lord. And then, everybody, they are searching for happiness. That will be achieved. So that's why, Nikhilas vapi avastasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. What is that? Even in this lifetime only we can achieve, we can find out the real happiness. Because we are protected by Krishna. The moment we divert, we'll be chastised in the sense, for the time being, we'll be diverted. But again, once somebody has tasted the nectar of lotus feet of the Lord, will always hanker for the same thing. He will not be as inclined to enjoy the material objects as he was previously, because he will have a guilt. That I have left something which is very great, powerful, but now because of my inability to sustain that, I am now in the lower position. But when will I get again to that position? So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Narad Muni then gives the final conclusion, that if this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, everybody if takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, then in this whole society will be flourished with the peace and transcendental realization. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare.